Job chapter 32. Then these three men ceased answering Job, because he was righteous in his own eyes. But the anger of Elihu, the son of Barachel, the Buzite, of the family of Ram, was kindled against Job. His anger was kindled because he justified himself rather than God. And his anger was kindled against his three friends, because they did not find an answer, and they condemned God. Now Elihu had waited for Job in his discourse, because they were older than him in days. When Elihu saw that there was no answer in the mouth of the three men, his anger was kindled. And Elihu, the son of Barachel, the Buzite, answered and said, I am young in days, but you are aged. So I was diffident and fearful about declaring my opinion to you. I said to myself, Let days speak, and let years of life make wisdom known. Surely there is a spirit in man, but it is the breath of the Almighty which enlightens them. It is not the great who are wise, or elders who understand justice. So I said, Listen to me, I also will give my opinion. Behold, I have waited for your discourse. I gave ear to your expositions until you had searched out all your arguments. So I gave heed to you. But look, Job does not have anyone who has convicted him among you, giving a proper answer to his words. I speak lest you should say, We have found wisdom. It is God who is demolishing him, not man. He did not marshal his arguments against me, and neither shall I answer him with your orations. They were confounded, and they did not answer any more. Words failed them, and I waited, but they did not speak, for they stood without answering any more. I too will answer my part. I too will declare my opinion, for I am full of words. The spirit of my inmost part constrains me. Behold, my belly is like unopened wine, like new leather bottles. It is on the point of bursting. I will speak, and it will give me relief. I will open my lips and answer. Let me not, I pray, show partiality, and let me not call any man by a title, for I do not know how to call by titles. If I did, my Maker would soon take me away.